This is the Sakar Murli of 30th of January 2026. Essence. Sweet children, this confluence age is the most elevated age of the whole cycle. In this age, you children become Satopradhan by having remembrance of the saccharin. Question. What is the reason why many types of questions arise, and what is the solution to all of them? Answer. Doubt is created when there is body consciousness, and many types of questions arise because of that. Baba says, when you remain busy in the business I have given you of becoming pure from impure and making others pure, all questions will finish. Song. Having attained you, we have attained the whole world. The earth, the sky, and everything else belong to us. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard the song. Who said, sweetest spiritual children? It must definitely be the spiritual father who says this. You sweetest spiritual children are now sitting personally in front of the Father, and he is explaining with a lot of love. You now understand that no human being in this world, no one but the spiritual Father, can give everyone peace and happiness and liberate everyone from sorrow. That is why they continue to remember the Father at times of sorrow. You children are sitting personally in front of the Father. You understand that Baba is making you worthy of the land of happiness. You have come personally in front of the Father, who is making you into the masters of the land of constant happiness. You now understand that there is a vast difference between listening personally and listening to this far away. You come to Madhuban to meet face to face. Madhuban is very well known. They have shown an image of Sri Krishna in Madhuban. However, Sri Krishna doesn't exist there. You children understand that this requires effort. You repeatedly have to consider yourselves to be souls. I, this soul, am claiming my inheritance from the Father. The Father only comes once throughout the whole cycle. This confluence age is the most beautiful age of the whole cycle. It is called the most elevated age. This is the confluence age in which all human beings become most elevated. At present, all human souls are Tamopradhan, and they are now becoming Satopradhan. When you are Satopradhan, you are elevated. When human beings become Tamopradhan, they become degraded. So the Father now comes and explains personally to you souls. It is the soul, not the body, who plays the whole part. It is now in your intellects that you souls are originally residents of the incorporeal world, the land of peace. No one knows this, nor is anyone else able to explain it. The locks on your intellects have now opened. You understand that souls really do reside in the supreme abode. That is the incorporeal world, and this is a corporeal world. All of us souls are actors here. We are the ones who come to play our parts first, and then all the others come down number-wise. Not all the actors come at the same time. All different types of actors continue to come. All of you only come together when the play comes to an end. You souls have now been given the recognition that you are originally residents of the land of peace, and that you then come down here to play your parts. The Father doesn't come for the whole time to play his part. Only we play our parts continuously and become Tamopradhan from Satopradhan. You children now experience great pleasure in listening to him directly. You don't experience as much pleasure in just reading a murli, because you are here in person in front of Baba. You children understand that Bharat was the place of gods and goddesses, and that it is not that anymore. You can see their images, because it definitely was that. We were the residents of that place. We were deities at first. You would remember your part, or would you forget that? The Father says, you played your parts here. This is the drama. That new world definitely becomes an old world. When you souls first go down from up above, you go into the golden age. You have all of these things in your intellects at this time. You were the masters of the world, emperors and empresses. You had a kingdom, but that kingdom no longer exists. You are now studying how to rule your kingdom. There are no advisors there. There is no need for anyone to give advice there, because they become the most elevated of all by following Srimat now. They don't then need to take advice from anyone else. If they were to take advice from anyone else, it would be understood that their own intellects were weak. The Srimat that you receive at this time will also remain in the Golden Age. You now understand that there was at first the kingdom of deities for half a cycle. You souls are now becoming refreshed. No one except the Supreme Soul can give this knowledge to you souls. You children now have to become soul conscious. You came from the land of peace and have come into Torquay here. You cannot perform actions without becoming Torquay. These matters have to be understood. Just as the Father has all of this knowledge, so you souls also have this knowledge. The soul says, I leave this body and take another, according to my sanskars. There definitely is rebirth. Souls continue to play whatever parts they have received. Souls continue to take rebirth according to their sanskars. The degree of purity of souls continues to decrease day by day. The word impure is used from the Copper Age onwards. Even then, there is definitely a little difference. When you build a new house, there will definitely be some difference after a month. You children now understand that Baba is giving you the inheritance. The Father says, I have come to give you children your inheritance. Each of you will claim a status according to the effort you make. There is no difference as far as the Father is concerned. He knows that he is teaching souls. Souls have a right to claim their inheritance from the Father. There is no vision of male or female here. All of you are children and are claiming your inheritance from the Father. All souls are brothers. The Father is teaching you and giving you your inheritance. Only the Father says to you spiritual children, lovely, sweetest, long lost and now found children. You have played your parts for a long time and have now finally met me in order to claim your inheritance. This too is fixed in the drama. The parts are fixed from the beginning. You actors continue to act as you play your parts. Souls are imperishable and have imperishable parts recorded in them. Souls change from pure to impure as they continue to change their bodies. Souls become impure. In the Golden Age, souls are pure. This is called an impure world. When it was the kingdom of deities, it was a viceless world. It is not that anymore. This is a play. That new world becomes an old world, and this old world becomes a new world. The land of happiness is now being established for you, and all the rest of the souls will go and reside in the land of liberation. This unlimited play is now coming to an end, and all souls will return home like a swarm of mosquitoes. What would be the value of the souls that come at this time into this impure world? Only those who first go into the new world have value. You know that the world that was new has now once again become old. In the new world there were just we deities. There is no mention of sorrow there. Here there is infinite sorrow. The Father comes and liberates you from this world of sorrow. This old world definitely has to change. You understand that we truly were the masters of the Golden Age, and that we have become like this after taking 84 births. The Father says, "Now remember me, and you will become the masters of heaven." So why should you not have the faith that we are souls and remember the Father? Some effort does have to be made. It is not that easy to claim a kingdom. You have to remember the Father. It is the wonder of Maya that she makes you forget again and again. A method has to be created for this. Don't think that remembrance will become firm just by belonging to me. What other effort would you then make? No, for as long as you live, you have to make effort and continue to drink the nectar of this knowledge. You understand that this is your final birth. Renounce the consciousness of your bodies and become soul conscious. You have to live at home with your families and definitely make effort. Simply have the faith that each of you is a soul and remember the Father. You are the mother and you are the father. All of that praise is from the path of devotion. You simply have to remember the one Alpha. This is the only sweet saccharin. Renounce everything else and remember the one saccharin, Father. You souls have now become Tamopradan. In order to make your souls Satopradan, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Tell everyone, claim your inheritance of happiness from the Father. Only in the Golden Age is there happiness. It is Baba who establishes that land of happiness. It is very easy to remember the Father, but there is a lot of opposition from Maya. Therefore, try to remember me, the Father, and the alloy will be removed. Liberation in life in a second has been remembered. We souls are the children of the spiritual Father. We are residents of that place. We will then have to repeat our parts. Our parts are the longest in this drama. We also receive the most happiness. The Father says, your deity religion is one that gives a lot of happiness. Everyone else will automatically go to the land of peace after settling their accounts. Why should we go into too much expansion? The Father comes to take everyone back home. He takes everyone back like a swarm of mosquitoes. In the Golden Age, there are very few. All of this is fixed in the drama. The bodies will be destroyed, and the souls, which are imperishable, will settle their accounts and return home. It isn't that souls will be purified by being put in a fire. Souls have to become pure by having remembrance, the fire of yoga. This is that fire of yoga. However, they then sat and made up a play in which Sita walked through fire. No one is going to be purified in a fire. The Father explains, all of you Sitas are impure at this time. You are in the kingdom of Ravan. You now have to become pure by having remembrance of the One Father. There is only one Rama. By hearing the word fire, they think that Sita walked through fire. There is so much difference between the fire of yoga and other fires. Souls will only become pure from impure by having yoga with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. There is the difference of day and night. In hell, all Sitas are in the jail of Ravan, in the cottage of sorrow. The happiness here is like the droppings of a crow. In comparison to that, the happiness in the Golden Age is infinite. You souls have now become engaged to Shiva, the bridegroom, and so you souls are females. Shiv Baba says, simply remember me and you will become pure. You will go to the land of peace and then to the land of happiness. Therefore, you children should fill your aprons with jewels of this knowledge. You mustn't have any type of doubt. When you become body conscious, many types of questions arise. You don't then carry out the business that the Father gives you. The main thing is that you have to become pure from impure. Put aside everything else. Whatever customs and systems there are in the kingdom, they will continue. Just as palaces were built, they will then be built again. The main thing is to become pure. You call out, O purifier. By becoming pure, you will become happy. The purest of all are the deities. You are now becoming the purest of all for 21 births. They are called pure and completely viceless. You have to follow the Srimat that the Father gives you. There is no need to have any thoughts about this. First of all, become pure from impure. People call out, O purifier, but they don't understand anything at all. They don't even understand who the purifier is. This is an impure world, and that is a pure world. The main thing is to become pure. They don't understand at all who will make them pure. They call out to the purifier, but when you tell them that they are impure, they become upset. No one considers himself to be vicious. They say, everyone lived in a household. Lakshmi and Narayan also had children. Children there are born through the power of yoga. They have forgotten that. That world is called the viceless world of heaven. That is the temple of Shiva. The father says, there isn't a single pure person in this impure world. This father is the father, teacher and Satguru who grants salvation to everyone. Elsewhere, when a guru departs, his throne is given to his son. How could he take anyone into salvation? Only the one grants salvation to everyone. In the Golden Age, there are just the deities. All other souls will have gone to the land of peace. They are liberated from the kingdom of Ravan. The Father purifies everyone and takes them all back home. No one becomes impure from pure instantly. They all continue to come down number-wise. From being Sato-pradhan, they have to go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. This cycle of 84 births sits in your intellects. You are now like lighthouses. You understand the knowledge of this cycle. You understand how this cycle turns. You children now have to show the path to everyone else. All are boats. You are the pilots who show everyone the path. Tell everyone, remember the land of peace and the land of happiness, and forget this Iron Age, this land of sorrow. Accha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. For as long as you live, continue to drink the nectar of this knowledge. Fill your aprons with the jewels of knowledge. Don't raise any questions by having doubts. 2. Purify the soul, Sita, in the fire of yoga. Don't go into too much expansion about anything, but make effort to become soul conscious. Remember the land of peace and the land of happiness. Blessing. May you become an embodiment of experience by constantly churning this knowledge and experience the stage of being absorbed in the ocean. The basis of increasing your experience is your churning power. Those who churn this knowledge automatically remain absorbed. In this stage of being absorbed, you do not have to make effort to have yoga, but your yoga is constantly connected. Absorbed means being merged in the ocean of love, merged in such a way that no one can separate you. So become free from having to labor. You are the children of the ocean, so do not bathe in just a pond of experience, but become merged in the ocean, and you will then be said to be an embodiment of experience. Slogan: every thought and second of a soul who is an embodiment of this knowledge are powerful. Avyakt signal. In this Avyakt month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. If any type of bondage of nature, sanskar, person or material comfort attracts you, there cannot constantly be remembrance of the Father. To become karmatit means to be free from all bondages, to be detached and to perform actions through matter just in name. Repeatedly continue to make this effort to be detached. Naturally and easily experience that the one who is doing it is separate from the one who is enabling it to be done. Om Shanti.